Welcome to this demonstration of the YourType wireless keyboard. And this YourType wireless keyboard is actually a numeric keyboard that you can currently use, if you like, on your Mac Mini, iMac, MacBook, i.e. Mac computer. And what I like about it is the fact that I get to use the numpad keyboard commander, i.e. the commands that VoiceOver gives me using a numeric keypad, to navigate and interact with the Mac. And of course, the numeric keypad can also be used for data entry. So where it comes in handy for me is if I'm using my MacBook that doesn't have a numeric keypad on it, then I can actually use this external keypad, as I said, for both navigation and data entry. So let me first of all start off by explaining the profile of the numeric keypad or the YourType keyboard. And if you have a Apple Bluetooth keyboard before the current Magic keyboard came out, you remember at the back of the keyboard you had the cylinder that contained the two AA batteries, and on the left hand side you had the little screw off lid that you could stick a little 10 cent piece into and tighten it up or take it off, and on the right hand side you had a push button that you could push in to turn the keyboard on and off. And then of course the rest of the keyboard, which was aluminium, slope down towards the front containing the keys of the keyboard. Well, that's basically the same profile as the YourType keyboard, except basically you've got a numeric keypad on sort of the right hand side of the whole keyboard, and on the left hand side you've got two columns of three keys, and then below that group of six keys you've basically got a smooth part of the keyboard. So let me just put VoiceOver in keyboard help mode for the moment. So VOK, Control Option K.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear the names. Hold down the VoiceOver keys while typing to hear VoiceOver commands. Press the escape key at the top left corner of the keyboard to stop help.
So I've come to those group of six keys in two columns on the left-hand side of the numeric keypad. And at the moment, I've basically got the numeric keypad sitting next to my Apple Bluetooth keyboard, and this of course is the Apple Bluetooth keyboard before the Magic keyboard, and as I said, it's got the same profile. So literally I've got the YourType keyboard snuck up right against the actual current keyboard on the right hand side, and it just feels like almost like a seamless transition between the main part of the keyboard and the numeric keypad. And then just for information, on the left hand side of the keyboard here, which has got exactly the same profile before the current Magic trackpad, I've got my Magic trackpad on the left-hand side, so I can use gestures on the left-hand side, the numpad keyboard commander to control all data entry on the right-hand side, and then my main Apple Bluetooth keyboard in the middle. But anyway, let's come back to those two columns of six keys. So I press the top left-hand one.
F.
That just says F, and it's actually find. If I press the second key underneath it.
Home.
Home. I'm underneath it again.
End.
Is end. So top to bottom, find, home, and end. And on the right hand side, on the second column,
forward delete,
page up, page down, and page down. So I've come to the main numeric keypad layout. Press the top row. These are the extra function keys. So I've pressed the first one,
F13, F14,
F15, F16. Okay, so four keys. And then directly underneath it, these are the ones that I've currently got enabled for VoiceOver. That's going to come out of keyboard commander for the moment.
Escape. Stopping keyboard help.
And I'm going to do VOHH.
Commands help menu 16.
Just type in NUM.
Two items. Read row and column numbers. Control and option shift.
Come
T.
Down.
Toggle numpad commander on or off. Control option. Clear. Numpad commander on or
and
off. Control numpad commander off.
Okay, so now we go back in keyboard help.
Starting keyboard help.
With the numeric keypad turned off, let's just come back to that main top row again. So we've still got
F14, F15, F16.
Okay, so next row coming down on the left hand side.
Clear.
It's clear. And then
equals
slash
star.
Then star. Next row down.
Seven.
Eight. Nine.
Hyphen.
Next row down. Left to right.
Four.
Five with a dot on it.
Six.
Plus. Next row down.
One.
Two. Three. And a big key that's going on the current row and the row below it.
Enter.
That's enter. And bottom row is
zero,
a big key on zero, second key,
period,
and then the last key again, of course, is
enter.
So let me just press escape,
stopping keyboard help.
Now I'm actually going to turn keyboard commander back on again, and that's actually control option and clear.
Numpad commander on.
Now I find with this keyboard, because I've actually made some changes to it, if I try and do VO clear again,
Menu bar, Apple.
It just goes into my menu bar because I've changed some of the keyboard commands.
Closing menu.
So that's why I did that V-O-H-H and just typed in N-U-M to get to the numpad keyboard commander to turn the numeric keypad off when I already had it on. All right, so back into VOK.
Starting keyboard help.
So top row again.
F13, F4, F5, F16.
Okay, now here's where we come to the actual keys that I've now got mapped for VoiceOver. Now, primarily, these are going to be sound exactly the same that you might have if you turn the numpad keyboard commander on, and I'll show you how to do that in a minute and define the keys. Keep in mind that by default, you've got number of levels of the numeric keyboard commander. So you can have them with the straight keyboard, with the zero key at the bottom, or with some modifier keys as well. So you can have different levels of navigation elements, and I'll get onto those in a minute or two. All right, so let's start from clear.
Escape, go to menu bar, moves VoiceOver cursor to the menu bar.
Clear is go to the menu bar, next key along.
Equals.
Now that just says equals. I've currently got that going to the dock at the moment, and that should say dock, not just equals. Next one across.
Slash, open shortcut menu, opens current items shortcut menu if it has one.
Okay, that's a shortcut context menu, and the next one across.
Star, open commands menu, brings up available commands.
And that's the command menu, i.e. V-O-H-H. Okay, so let's come down to 7.
7. Stop interacting with item. Stops interacting with item. Focus VoiceOver cursor out to inspect surrounding items.
Now, just to make this a little bit more consistent, I'm not going to go across because it's not going to make sense from a holistic point of view. So 7 was...
7. Stop interacting with item. Stops interacting with item. Focus VoiceOver cursor out to inspect surrounding items.
Okay, so 7 was stop interacting, and 9 is...
9. Start interacting with
start
item.
Start interacting.
Further inspection inside the item. Allows keyboard control.
Now, what I've done with this keyboard layout, number one is...
1. Open application chooser. Brings up a list of currently opened applications.
Application chooser. And 3.
3. Open window chooser. Brings up a list of currently opened windows.
Is open window chooser. 8, 4, 6, and 2 is moving the VoiceOver cursor. So I press 8.
8. Move up. Moves the VoiceOver cursor up.
That's up. If I press 2.
2. Move down. Moves the VoiceOver cursor down.
Move the VoiceOver cursor down. 4.
4. Move left. Moves the VoiceOver cursor left.
Move left. And then 6.
6. Move right. Moves the VoiceOver cursor right.
Move right. And 5 in the middle.
5. Perform action for item. Performs the default action on the item in the VoiceOver cursor.
Okay, as perform action, i.e. VO spacebar, for example. All right, now if I press 0.
0.
That's going to say 0 bytes out because that's actually a modifier key to use with the rest of the keyboard. So, for example, if I do 0 and 4.
0. 4. Find previous heading. Navigates to the previous heading regardless of heading level.
Okay, that's previous heading. And then 0 and 5.
0. 5. Find next heading. Navigates to the next heading regardless of heading level.
I press point or period.
Period. Escape. Exits the current mode. Stopping keyboard help.
I've got that set to the escape key. I'll just go back into keyboard help. VOK.
Starting keyboard help.
And I press enter.
Enter. Pause or resume speaking. Pauses or resume speaking.
I've got that set to pause or resume speaking. And then my alterations on this keyboard, I've got minus set to...
Hyphen.
Or
decrease
hyphen.
Rate. Decreases the speech rate.
Decrease speech rate. And you can guess what the plus is.
Plus. Increase rate. Increases
increase
the speech rate.
Let me come out of keyboard help. I'm just going to press the full stop or period on numeric keypad.
Period. Escape. Exits the current mode. Stopping keyboard help.
If I now press my plus key on the numeric keypad.
Rate 55%, 60%, 60%, 70%, 75%, 80%, 85%, 90%, 95%.
Okay, and press minus.
90%, 85%, 80%, 75%, 70%, 65%, 60%, 55%, 50%.
Let me bring up the VoiceOver utility just to show you where you've got the numeric keyboard commander to change modifications and let you know the layout of it. So I'm going to do VOF8, or Control Option F8.
Opening VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility. Window. Utility categories. Table. General. Selected has keyboard focus.
Okay, and I'm going to press Command 8.
Commanders.
For commanders. Then I'm going to use 6 on my numeric keypad.
Trackpad. Selected. Tab. 1 of 4.
Trackpad.
Numpad. Tab. 2 of 4.
And that's the second one. Numpad. All right, so I'm going to press Select.
Press Numpad. Selected. Tab. 2 of 4.
And then 6 or right arrow.
Keyboard. Tab. 3 of 4.
That's keyboard, and that's i.e. that's where you can do, you know, your right option key for launching applications by default, for example, so such as S for Safari, M for Mail, and of course it's toggled on and off by doing Shift VO or Shift Control Option K. So 6 again.
Quick nav tab, 4 of 4.
That's quick nav.
Enable numpad commander, checked, checkbox.
And that's an enable numpad commander. So if I was to actually select that now, I would turn off the VoiceOver's keyboard commander, and then I'd be just using the numpad as a data entry numeric keypad. And of course, I could also do that by VOHH, and then, as I did before, type in NUM and get down and toggle the numeric keypad command off as well. So I press 6.
No modifier. Modifier key. Pop-up button. Choose which modifier to use with the numpad keys.
So this is choose which modifier key to use with the numpad keys. Of course, by default, it's actually currently nothing, which is just using the keys straight. And if I press select on that.
Menu 6 items, check mark, no modifier.
And come down.
Command.
That's the command key with the numeric keypad.
Option.
Option.
Control.
Control.
Shift.
Shift.
Numpad 0.
And numpad 0. So let me just press escape for the moment. So I'm pressing my period key.
Closing
on my
menu. No modifier. Modifier
and
key.
Pop-up
button. Numpad commander. Table. No selection.
So I've got numpad commander table. So these are all the keyboard layouts. And I'm going to press 9.
The numpad commander table. Row 1 of
table.
17. Numpad key 1.
So
command
numpad
open
key.
Application chooser. Menu button selected.
One,
row 1 of 17.
Application
selected.
Chooser. If I press
num
right.
Command open application chooser. Menu button.
I could do select on that to change the operation of that key. So left.
Numpad key 1.
And come down.
2.
2, then right arrow.
Command move down. Menu button.
So command move down.
Numpad key. 2.
Left to go back to the first column. Come down.
3.
3.
Command open window chooser. Menu button.
Command open window chooser.
Numpad key. 3.
Come down.
4.
4.
Command move left. Menu
command
button.
Command move left, etc.
Numpad
now,
key.
You'll notice
4,
if I come
5,
down.
6,
7,
8,
9. And one more.
Clear.
I don't have a 0 because 0 is its own modifier key. So clear, and I set it to right arrow.
Command go to menu bar. Menu button.
Go to menu bar. So left arrow on the numeric keypad.
Numpad key. Clear.
Come down.
Equal.
Equal. Right arrow.
Command go to dock. Menu button.
Command menu go to dock. Left.
Numpad key.
Come
equal.
Down.
Slash.
Slash.
Asterisk.
Asterisk.
Hyphen.
Hyphen.
Plus.
Plus.
Enter.
Enter.
Dot.
Dot. And that's it. And of course, dot was right arrow.
Command escape. Menu button.
Escape. Okay. So I'm going to interact with the table by pressing 7.
Out of numpad commander,
so
table,
table,
row 17 of 17,
and
numpad key, dot, command escape, menu button selected.
Keypad, left arrow again.
No modifier, modifier key, pop-up
and
button,
select that
menu
6
5. Items, check mark, no modifier.
So if I come down to
command, option, control, shift, numpad 0.
Numpad 0 and press select.
Press numpad 0, numpad 0,
we go right,
modifier key, pop-up button, numpad commander, table, row 17, numpad commander, table, row 17 of 17, numpad key, 0 dot. Command rotor, menu button selected,
so zero
row 17
dot,
of 17.
I've currently
selected.
Got it set to command,
command
rotor. Let's have a look at what other keys that I said that you could use with 0. Press 4 to go
numpad
back to the first
key,
column.
0 dot.
Press up.
0 enter.
So the only change I really made to this particular option was that rotor command. Up arrow.
0 plus, 0 hyphen, 0 asterisk, 0 slash, 0 equal, 0 clear, 0 9, 0 8, 0 7, 0 6, 0 5, 0 4.
Okay, so I demonstrated that 04 before was right arrow.
Command find previous heading, menu button.
Command find previous heading, and back to the left.
Numpad key,
come
0 5.
05.
Command find next heading, menu button.
Is command find next heading. So I'm going to interact with the table layout.
Out of
seven.
Numpad commander, table, row 5 of 17.
Command
with the
Q.
Numpad finder, applications, window, list view, table.
All right, so if I want to go to my menu bar, I'm just going to press the clear button on the numeric keypad.
Menu bar, Apple.
So I've got Apple, and then I press 6.
Finder, file, edit, view, go.
Okay, and back to the left.
View, edit, file,
number 4.
Finder.
And of course, to pull it down, number 2.
Finder, about find, preferences, empty trash ellipses,
and
command shift, delete.
Period.
Empty trash ellipses, command shift, delete. Closing menu, Macintosh HD, 119.43 gigabytes, 18.64 gigabytes
twice,
free,
or menu
volume.
Twice.
Menu extras. Dropbox the 24th of April 2010.
Okay, I've gone to my
home
clean
menu zero location menu Jabra menu accessibility displays menu time machine Bluetooth menu extra.
Okay, etc. etc. All right, so let me just press escape again. A period.
Finder.
And I just press enter, which shuts the speech up. So to go to my dock, I'm going to press equals.
Dock. Pages 11 of 38. Skype. iTunes. Calendar. Three new items. iTunes. Skype. Pages. Microsoft Word. 10 of 38.
And I can press the context menu key.
Microsoft Word, menu 3 item, options, sub, show recents, open.
Okay, and press escape.
My finder, applications, window, Macintosh HD.
Rather than me having to press VOHH to bring up the commands menu, I can just press star or asterisk on the second row numeric keypad on the right hand side.
Commands help menu 16 items.
And then I press down.
General, menu, information, menu.
And I can navigate this menu. Now, the nice little thing about this menu, particularly if I'm not currently sitting in front of my Bluetooth keyboard or my MacBook, or I don't have my trackpad on me, if I keep coming
navigation,
down.
Navigation, text, web, find, tables, size and audio, braille, visuals, speech, hotspot, numpad commander, menu.
So that's numpad commander, but I've also got
keyboard commander menu.
Keyboard commander menu, which I've currently got set to start up many applications. So if I press select on
keyboard
that.
Keyboard commander menu, 26 items.
And press down.
Open application, if all option, open application, and open application, if all option, 1.
So it tells me what each command is.
Open application, F-oil. Amadeus Lite option, A.
Amadeus Lite option,
run
A.
Run Apple Script script, save Bluetooth info option, B.
Apple Script.
Open application, calendar option, C.
Option C for calendar. Now if I want to open up Skype, for example, I can keep coming down.
Open application, Mars Edit open application, Text Edit open application, FaceTime open application, Google Chrome open application, iTunes open application, Messages open application, Skype option, K.
And just press select.
Skype. Now in Skype window, image. Now in Skype window, type a message here, edit text.
Okay, and I've just opened up Skype. If I want to open up Mail, for example.
Commands help menu, 16 items.
And come down to keyboard.
Check info, navitech, web, find, table, size, audio, braille, visuals, speed, hotspot, numpad, keyboard commander, menu.
Press select and write keypad, of course.
Keyboard commander menu, 26 items.
And I want to run Mail, so come down.
Open app, run app, open application, text edit, open application, FaceTime option, open application, Google Chrome, open application, iTunes, open application, message, open application, Skype, open application, Skype for, open application, Mail option, M.
Okay, and press select.
Mail, inbox, Google, 680 messages, window,
okay,
so messages.
Press enter to shush it up on the numeric keypad. All right, and of course, if I wanted to jump between applications using the numeric keypad, press number 1.
Application chooser menu, 4 items.
To bring up the application window chooser, pressing down.
Skype, pre mail, current menu.
So mail's current.
Amadeus Pro menu.
Amadeus Pro, which I'm currently using to record this demo.
Finder menu.
And Finder. So I want to go to Finder, I'm going to press select.
Finder menu, 3 items. Go to applications. Go to desktop, control up, desktop,
okay, desktop,
group.
Okay, so I'm on desktop.
Dropbox alias.
It's my desktop. Or if I want to go back to Skype, for example, pressing number 1 again.
Application chooser menu, 4 items.
And down.
Mail, preview, finder, current, menu, Amadeus Pro, menu, Skype, menu, new items, go to Skype,
down,
Skype.
And press
Skype,
on Skype.
Window, type a message here, edit text.
Okay, and I'm back to Skype. So it does really come in handy for navigating, and because the keys are in sort of mnemonic type layout, it's really easy to get to know where you're supposed to be going when you're using the keyboard layout. And of course, when I'm using a web browser to navigate, I can use 0 plus 4 and 5 to go up and down the heading. So let me just show you that now at my commands menu.
Commands help menu, 16 items.
Down.
General, info, navitech, web, find, table, size, and audio, braille, visual, speech, hots, numpad, keyboard commander, menu.
Select.
Keyboard commander menu, 26 items.
Okay, and this time I want to go to Skype, so I'm pressing down.
Open application, if all option, open application, Amadeus, run Apple Script script, open application, calendar, open application, Mars, open application, text, open application, face, open application, Google, open application, it, open application. Application, messages, open application, open application, Skype for, open application, mail option, run Apple Script script, open application, Microsoft, open application, pages, open application, Twitter option, open application, Microsoft, open application, Safari option, S.
And press select.
Safari, favorites, window, toolbar.
Mandel.
Open location.
So I'm actually going to be using my keyboard now, and I'm going to type in davidwoodbird.podbean.com.
Using various technologies from a blind person's perspective. Web content.
Back to my numeric keypad.
Azzy. Using various technologies from a blind person's perspective. Visited. Link. Heading level 1. Visited. Link. Azzy. Using various technologies from a blind person's.
Pressing enter to shut it up. Okay, so if I press 0 and 5.
Heading level 2, link. Demo of using HomeKit-enabled devices using Siri and VoiceOver.
Okay, that's my HomeKit demo.
Heading level 2, link. Talking Typer, Typing Tutor, for iOS demo
that's
using VoiceOver.
That's my Talking Typer for iOS demo. 0 and 5 again.
Heading level 2, link. Introduction and orientation to using Swift Playgrounds with VoiceOver.
That was my first introduction to Swift Playgrounds using VoiceOver. And of course, I wanted to read it line by line. I'm just going to press 6.
This demo gives you an introduction to using Swift Playgrounds with VoiceOver. Link. Like. Link mail, Chromium dash.
Just shush it up, that's my mail coming in. 6 again.
Link, download, 2372. Link, image, permanent link to a demo of the blind cricket self-voicing game for iOS.
And then I'm on to the next demo on the list. And of course, I wanted to close Safari, actually using numeric keypad and press the menu or clear key.
Menu bar, Apple.
Come across.
Safari.
to Safari, press select.
Safari, menu 9 item, about Safari, prefer, clear history, server, hide, so hide, show all, quit Safari command, Q.
And press select on the numeric keypad.
Skype, Skype, window, type a message.
And of course I'm back to Skype, trying to get back to the desktop, and pressing 1.
Application, choose a menu for items.
And pressing down.
Skype, current, menu, Amadeus Pro, finder, menu.
Select on finder.
Finder menu, 3 items, go to finder.
And pressing down.
Applications, current. Go to desktop, control option,
and
shift,
I want to go
D.
To my desktop.
Desktop, desktop, group.
To do data entry, if I want to use it as a data entry point, I can turn it off. Now, because I've changed those keys, as I said, I've got to do VRHH twice or press the commands key menu on the numeric keypad.
Commands help menu 16 items, two items, read row and column numbers, control toggle numpad
down arrow,
commander
enter.
On or off, control off, numpad commander off.
So now if I bring up text edit, so I'm going to do a right option E for my keyboard commander to bring up text edit.
Text edit.
Do command N for new.
New. Now in entitled 3 window.
So then if I press my numeric keypad, I'm going to press 7.
7, 8, 9. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3,
and 0.
0. Okay, 7,894,000,000 edit text insertion, new line.
All right, so a good way to demo it would be to go into the calculator. So let me just ask Siri. Open calculator.
Speech text edit, enabled. Entitled 3 RTF. Calculator is launched in the background.
Calculator launched in the background, so let me just press Command Tab.
Calculator. Calculator, window.
Now I've currently got the calculator itself voicing at the moment, and I've turned it on under the speech menu. So let me just turn voiceover off for the moment with Command F5.
Voiceover off.
Okay, so now if I do 100, okay, divided by
3,
and press enter.
Equals
33.33333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333 just to keep things nice and tidy, press Command Q to close calculator. Then I'm going to do Command F5 again to turn VoiceOver back on again.
VoiceOver on text edit.
And we're back in text edit. And if I do VO clear or Control Option clear.
Numpad Commander on.
I've turned Numpad Commander back on again. Now, sort of speaking of Siri, even though I just activated Siri from the main keyboard, because I've got Siri also on my extras menu, I can also get there by using Numpad Commander on the numeric keypad. So if I press the clear or menu key twice on my numpad.
Menu bar. Menu extras. Skype. Menu extra.
Okay, and I use 6 there across to Siri.
Accessible displays, timers, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, system, sat battery, Wednesday, that spotlight, Siri, menu extra.
And press select or 5 on the numpad. What's the date today?
It's Wednesday, the 26th of April 2017.
What is the date tomorrow?
It's Thursday, the 27th of April.
Will it rain today?
Yes, we should see some rain for today.
Will it rain tomorrow?
There's no rain in the forecast for tomorrow.
Excellent. And of course, I can press full stop, dot, or escape, whatever you want to call it, on the numeric keypad to dismiss the Siri interface.
Text edit, entitled 3RTF, window.
And finally, you can actually save, in this case, your numpad keyboard commander settings if you want somebody else to use your current settings, or indeed, if you want to actually use someone else's settings. So if I bring up VoiceOver Utility with VO F8 or Control Option F8,
VoiceOver utility, window, utility categories, table.
And we go to file menu.
Menu bar, Apple.
So I just did VOM or Control Option M.
VoiceOver utility.
And across file. To your file, pull it down.
File, menu, sig, import preferences, ellipsis, Command Shift I.
So that's import preferences. That's if you were importing someone else's preferences, coming down.
Export preferences, ellipsis, Command
and
Shift E.
And this is export preferences, so select that one.
Press export preferences, and save, dialog. VoiceOver archive, Roprofs. VoiceOver archive is selected. Save as. Edit text. Save as. Tags. Where?
Okay, so if I do VR left or Control left arrow.
Save as.
So I've got save as.
VoiceOver archive, Roprofs. VoiceOver archive is selected.
So
save
this
as.
Is currently
going
to be saved as a VoiceOver archive. However, if I keep going.
Disclosure. Collapse tags. Tags. Where? Document export. All. Pop-up button.
At the moment, it's on export all, so I don't want to do that. I want to select export or pop up button.
Menu 11 items
so
check mark.
Spacebar and control spacebar and come down.
Basic.
So we can export basic preferences.
Braille input keys.
Hotspots.
Keyboard commander keys,
i.e. my option K for Skype, right option E for text edit, etc.
Labels.
labels.
Numpad commander keys.
And here's numpad commander keys. So pressing shift on that.
Press numpad commander keys. Numpad commander keys. Pop-up
button. And of course, what you'll find now is if I come back to the left again.
Document where. Tag tags. Disclosed voiceover. Save as.
The save as is now via rudder.
Voiceover numpad commander keys. Contents selected.
Voiceover numpad commander keys. And I'll keep going across.
Tags where. Document export. Numpad commander keys. Cancel. Save. Default button.
And save.
Press save default.
Or I could have just pressed the enter button.
Utility categories table.
Now that's saved. Now, of course, then I could then go to file import and import my VoiceOver numpad commander preferences back into VoiceOver. Let me press command Q to close VoiceOver utility.
Text edit untitled.
Okay, let me just jump back to the desktop to keep things nice and tidy. Shift VID or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop.
So that's just a bit of a demo on what you can do if you wish to use your Mac with a numeric keyboard, primarily for VoiceOver navigation or for data entry. And for people that have a full-size QWERTY keyboard, the USB one in particular, then you know you don't need the numeric keypad because there's already one on that keyboard already. But if you don't and you want a numeric keypad, the YourType keyboard is just an option for you to do what I did in this demo for navigating and data entry, i.e. with the calculator. But anyway, that's the demo done for the moment. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.